Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's October 14th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Wolves New Era 5950 purchased from Sports World 165. On this date, in 1994, the Wolves played their first regular season home game, a 4-2 win over the Detroit Vipers at the Rosemont Horizon. The previous year, Don Levin, Buddy Myers, Grant Mulvey, and Wayne Messmer explored bringing a new hockey team to Chicago. One on wheels. That's right, the Wolves were almost a roller hockey international franchise. Never heard of the RHI? Somewhere around here, I have thousands of slides from my time as the team photographer for the Sacramento River Rats, the capital city's inline team from 93 through 97. Good motivation to try to find that box and maybe pitch it. Mulvey spent 9 of his 10 NHL seasons with the Blackhawks, taking the ice wearing a Chicago sweater 574 times. With a firm grasp on the importance of a timeless logo, Grant spent countless hours working with Andy Barron, an artist and designer from nearby Villa Park. It's a good thing that the club chose a local creative, as Mulvey visited Barron's studio every day for 3 months as they dialed in every little detail that they were looking for. As much as I love this cap, particularly the stylized gold stick, you just can't beat the piercing green eyes on this bad boy. And just as the Hawks haven't changed their logo other than minor tweaks since 1959, the Wolves have remained true to their original design, even as they've changed parent affiliations from the Islanders to Atlanta, Vancouver, St. Louis, Vegas, Nashville, and currently Carolina.